What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 20 of the Tucson Pinball Podcast, fundraising. Welcome to Wayne's World. So this podcast is more for the pinheads and less for the groups looking to raise funds through Tucson Pinball. And so this is one. This podcast is going to go over the format and the idea behind everything and try to kind of explain what's going on. So in the past, I've done some fundraising efforts, and they went pretty well, and the group size was pretty close to ideal, actually. In the past, we've done like separated skill levels and whatnot, and I think what I'd like to do moving forward is a three-strike format. We'll be using matchplay.events to run everything, and it will be, I think it's called like reordered Swiss or just Swiss seating or whatever, but basically, like, as things go on, the people with zero strikes are grouped with those with zero strikes as best as possible, and then those with one strike, one with two, and, you know, everything will reshuffle after every round. And so that'll be the format. We'll be doing it at TISC. 8 machines, 4-player groups, so we'll be able to do 32-player events. It's going to be, I anticipate it's going to be a $10 entry fee with all of that going to the fundraising group, and then it's going to be a coin drop for the machine, so estimate of about $15. And let's see, what else? It's probably going to be on the weekends because that's when schedules are the most open, and we have a little bit more leeway with the hours, because when you run into closing time, you kind of don't want to be running into closing time. You want to have plenty of time to run your event, not really be worrying about the lights turning off on you. Not that that's ever happened, because they've always accommodated us pretty nicely. So let's see, it's gonna be, I want to do an IFPA sanctioned event, just because that's why we have tournaments, right, for the most part. And let's see, drawing a complete blank now. So so awards are going to be fairly simple, because it is a fundraising effort. I found this really cool, like, silver, it's not metallic, like sparkly, but it's like silver printer paper, and Office Depot carries it. And what I want to do is I want to put like the logo and a little bit of text on there saying, you know, this group's fundraising event, and I wanted to have 6 of those presented for the awards. 3 of them are going to be for anybody that participates from the actual fundraising group, so that they can get some recognition in that. And then 3 more, and those will be the top 3 finishers. It's not going to be a separate event or anything like that. Everybody's going to play all together, and then the last 3 from that group, those are the ones that are gonna get those awards. And then also we're going to have 1st, 2nd, and 3rd for the overall, because I don't expect there to be any overlap, but you never know. We might just find somebody who takes to the hobby and really gets a hold of the games that day. And that's also part of the goal. I mean, this is an attempt to help out other groups in order to do some sort of fundraising efforts, and then also kind of get pinball in front of more eyes. And, you know, that's kind of really the goal, is to kind of grow the hobby and grow the player base and see if we can snag somebody who didn't maybe know that they liked this game. And it'll be fairly casual, just like every other event. I mean, it's not crazy intense. Everybody's out just have a good time and play some games, and that's kind of it. And that's kind of the whole goal of things. And hopefully there can be some partnerships between groups that are looking to maybe raise a little bit of money, and then Tucson Pinball, and we can kind of find a good sweet spot for everybody to come out ahead. So that's kind of it. This one's super short, mostly because I had some technical issues, not even difficulties, but issues. I recorded this where I basically just went over the entire web page. Oh yeah, TucsonPinball.com/fundraising. I don't even remember if I said that or not. Yeah, I think I did, because I said there's a PDF embedded in there about halfway down. Not halfway, but just above the FAQ section. You'll see it. It's a link. The only other link in there is the email address. And if you have any questions or comments on things like that, you can send me a message, Facebook, whatever, or just email that email account, and I'll get that as well. So either way, one of the USB ports on this computer hates microphones, and the other one makes them sound amazing. And guess which one I recorded that podcast on? So note to self, use the front mic USB port, not the back one, because the back one sucks. It's for non-microphone stuff. So outside of that, I think this one's actually going to post because it's not terribly long, and the tournament folks they'll figure it out. You know, it's a three-strike tournament. It's going to be at TISC. It's going to be $10 entry and coin drop, and that's kind of it. Whopper points. So that's kind of, you know, all the details we need. So outside of that, party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
It's Wayne's World. Wayne's World.